With WMUK News, I'm Savilla Mann. A conflict between preservationists and churches came to a head in Kalamazoo recently. The likely demolition of two historic churches led to a proposal to protect them by making them part of historic districts. But earlier this month, city commissioners took the unusual step of stopping the historic districts before they were even asked to vote on them. As WMUK's Zoe Jackson reports, that means the demolitions will likely go ahead.
The building at 302 Academy Street, the former First Reformed Church, was at the center of this conflict. Nathan Dannison is a pastor at First Congregational Church, which is on the same block, and has owned 302 Academy since 2016.
It's kind of heartbreaking when buildings like this that have so much potential end up spending 30 years sort of caving in on themselves.
Dannison and I are walking around the sanctuary at 302 Academy. The building dates to the 1860s. It was a First Reformed church until the early 2000s. From the outside, the walls look like solid brick, but Dannison says that on the inside, you can see this is essentially a wooden structure.
It's a wood beam construction. It's similar to the way you'd raise a pole barn or something like that. And in the same way that barns need constant maintenance, this building does as well.
The congregation added the brick veneer in 1910. Dannison believes 302 Academy, which is currently empty, is too far gone to save. He shows me a spot where you can see how the church is beginning to cave in.
And you can see how the windows kind of slope outward at a pretty significant angle. And it's about 22 inches off-center at the roof line there. And that's why the roof is dipping. Immediately where we are right now, you can see where one of the chandeliers has fallen.
Still, plans to tear down the building have been met with controversy, and 302 Academy isn't the only Kalamazoo church property that might disappear soon. Certain buildings at the former Nazareth College campus on Gold Road are likely to come down too. The nuns in the congregation of the Sisters of St. Joseph, who live on the property, say they'd rather invest their money into their work rather than in costly repairs to old buildings. Eileen Beal is the congregation's communications manager. When the Kalamazoo City Commission narrowly voted not to put a historic district around Nazareth or 302 Academy, Beal celebrated.
It's a very big deal. And we've had a lot of sisters that have their heart and soul invested in the community. And this is how we operate.
But in a city that has supported a number of historic preservation projects and which is home to several historic districts, others were disappointed. Pam O'Connor is a Kalamazoo resident who has worked closely with the city's Historic Preservation Commission. That's the board that was studying the historic district idea.
I am, of course, as a person who supports preservation, disappointed by the final vote tonight. I think there still exists a significant lack of understanding of the tool that historic preservation can be for great communities.
Before the vote, Historic Preservation Commission Chairperson Joshua Koenig told city commissioners that their support made previous historic districts possible.
Halting or recommending a halt to the current historic district process abruptly by resolution tonight flies against the actions of seven previous city commissions. None of them chose to stop the committee process or the study committee process before it had truly begun. The Historic Preservation Commission, since being appointed by the City Commission in 2007 as the study committee, is concerned about the two threatened churches. It would be so easy to lose the character of the wall of historic buildings surrounding Bronson Park.
But First Congregational's Nathan Dannison says no developer has been willing to take on rebuilding the church at 302 Academy. And he adds that tearing it down will have advantages. For one thing, it will be easier to work on the First Baptist Church next door.
The churches were constructed about 4 inches apart. So there's this massive south wall that we can't do any work on because you just can't get access to it.
Then, there's First Congregational's plan to build a children's nature park on the site, complete with trails and water features. Dannison says that's in keeping with the spirit of the original church square. He says Kalamazoo founder Titus Bronson wanted the square to be for everyone. And Dannison says parts of 302 Academy will live on, just not in one piece.
It's kind of like an organ donor program where we very carefully disassemble the structure brick by brick and stick by stick and use those historic elements that could perhaps help heal another historic building of the same age. It is true that these bricks aren't made anymore and that the wood beams that this structure was built out of don't exist anymore. So we want to see them put to use to help preserve other buildings that are not blighted and that are not falling down.
With the historic district issue settled, Dannison says First Congregational hopes to begin demolition as soon as next spring. He hopes to cut the ribbon on the nature park the following year. For WMUK, I'm Zoe Jackson.